You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
What happened at your wedding that people still talk about? 1-800-330-9999. Sometimes things go down at weddings and your wedding is remembered for something great. Sometimes things that are not so great.
Yeah, I mean, there's all sorts of different things that go on at a wedding, right? I mean, it's emotionally charged day. You've got different personalities coming together, different families and so forth. Sometimes it's those type of things that take over your day. But I went to a wedding just not this past week, the weekend before, and they have a story that will be told forever to their kids, their grandkids, or whatever. So in between the venue and where the entire bridal party was staying, they were staying at an Airbnb across the river. It's right there on the river, very picturesque, beautiful venue there. And there's a swing bridge. It's been there for over 100 years. It's actually being repaired at this time. So you have to pay attention, Anna, to when is the bridge going to be open? When is it going to be closed? That kind of thing. Here's the thing, though. There's still boat traffic and train traffic that comes along. So from time to time, they have to open the bridge anyways. And every time they open the bridge, you run the risk of 50-50 whether or not it's going to work when it closes again. And guess what? At the wedding time this past weekend, or the weekend before, rather, it did not close. So there was no cars that were able to get across this bridge. So you've got the entire bridal party, again, stranded on the other side of the river. There's really no way to go around. It's over an hour to get there.
Did they swim?
They had to trek 2 miles through the woods on golf carts that they were barreled through that were stuck there with them from the venue at that point, and then put out at this pseudo boat launch, really somebody's backyard property, and a friend that is a friend of somebody going to the wedding launched their boat, put it in the river, came over and got them, and then ferried them across the river. And this is not a small river, by the way. It's big, active whirlpools, all that type of stuff. So if you've never been on a boat before, pretty hairy situation.
Wow.
Get to the wedding, wonder why one of the people in the party's, you know, hair is kind of like, you're like, what happened there? Oh, it was windblown from all those different treks that they had to do. And the video is absolutely amazing.
But were they in good spirits about it?
That was the thing that really blew my mind, is everybody was like totally game for the wedding. There was nobody that was crying about their dress or talking about their hair or whatever. It really went off without a hitch. It was a lot of fun.
I try to imagine if I was the bride and I was in this situation, would I be like, well, this is something we'll never forget?
Yeah.
Or would I be like, oh my gosh, I just spent all this money on my hair, my makeup, my dress, and now I'm on a golf cart and a makeshift pontoon in the middle of a river.
When I was watching the video of them barreling through the woods, like, I was like, how are these people not more afraid? Like, they were hauling. Like, the people that were driving, it was really flying. And I mean, I've seen some crazy things at weddings. I've been to 1,000 weddings before, but I've never seen a story like that before.
I was trying to think, like, what's it wasn't even me. My mom went to a wedding where the groom passed out on the altar.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I've never actually
seen
that.
That used to happen in church a lot.
Well, it was in church.
Sometimes the churches are really hot, or the ceremony's really long.
It was 100%. That's what happened. Yeah. It was a summer wedding. Ironically, I chose to get married in the winter, and my parents were so mad about it because we had so many people flying in from other countries,
sure,
and they thought the weather was going to be an issue.
It's a challenge.
But my concern for my husband was that he gets so hot and sweaty, I thought he was going to go down. So when my mom told me she was at this summer wedding in the church, it was so hot and the groom went down, I was like, that was my biggest nightmare, and it came true for somebody.
I can remember my brother's wedding, being on my knees for parts of the ceremony, Catholic ceremony, and just thinking to myself that I was going to pass out.
Yep.
I'd just, you know, fall asleep from being lulled to it. And I've been to a wedding before where there was a giraffe on wheels and one family fought the other side of the family. So I've seen some stories, but this one was a great story, great video.
Well, how about you? What happened at your wedding that people still talk about? 1-800-330-9999. What happened at your wedding that nobody will ever forget? Like, every time someone talks about it at your wedding, like, remember what happened?
Yeah.
Yeah, 1-800-330-9999. Raven was just at a wedding that was super eventful.
I mean, it's going to be a spectacular story for their kids, and they plan on having plenty in their grandkids someday. And there's great video. That's the advantage of things that happen today. The bridge got stuck open between, one side of the river and the other. The venue's on one side, The entire bridal party's on the other side, and we've got a start time that's fast approaching. They had to trek through the woods on golf carts at like 40 miles per hour. Like, I'm talking 2-3 miles, and then drop in on the river through a friend who was called and threw his boat in the river in an instant just to go rescue them. So pretty
amazing.
Cool situation.
Yeah.
And they took it in stride. They were in a great mood. It was a great night.
You got to figure it out,
yeah.
Right? It's your wedding day.
Yeah.
Tara, what happened at your wedding?
During the whole exchanging of the vows and everything, yeah. My brother who married us, he got ordained, he forgot about the rings.
Oh. So he never asked for them to be presented during the ceremony?
Nope. He said, "I now pronounce you man," and I'm like, "Kevin, the rings." And he's like, "Oh yeah, oh."
Oh, great. So he did do the rings right then at that point, but you had to do a little recall for him.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
That's all right. That's okay. They're overrated anyway, the whole ring thing.
I was once at a ceremony where the gentleman who, same thing, it was a friend who had been ordained. They took the rings out, and as it was handed from one person to the next, they dropped the wedding ring, and it fell right through the decking below them.
Oh, my God.
And there was like 3 stories of undergrowth underneath them. They finished the ceremony, but then he went down there, and he did find it.
I mean, he had to. He couldn't come out.
I mean,
them.
Right. Yeah. Like if he had gone down there and not found it, just stay under there like a troll.
Right. Oh, my God.
Have a great day.
Andrew, what happened at your wedding? Nobody will ever forget it.
So while the deacon was giving our vows to each other, and he said, "With my love and infidelity," and I said, "Infidelity to my wife," and she stopped the wedding and made him re-bless the rings.
Over.
Good for her.
It was supposed to be 2 words. I stood there like a deer in headlights.
Sleight of hand, sleight of word, and all of a sudden it goes from a blessing to a curse. Right.
Hilarious.
Good call.
Yeah. She's like, "Not today, buddy.
Yeah.
Not today."
Wow.
Wait, what? And made everything go over again.
Yeah.
David, what happened at your wedding that people still talk about today?
Man, I got married outside and the police actually rolled up and used their spotlights to help us with the wedding.
Why?
Me and my wife, we decided we wanted to get married outside before midnight. And we went to the marina and we was about to get married. You know, in the marina, they have a certain time for people to be there and not to be there. And we just so happened to get there about 5 minutes before the marina was closing, thinking, okay, we're going to have a quick ceremony. And then after that, we're going to leave and go enjoy our time with our family. Well, during our vows, we heard this loud noise coming from the loudspeaker, which was the actual police say, "You have 30 minutes. They still talk about that to this very day.
You know what? This is kind of a thing, Anna. It's happening more and more, too, is a guerrilla-style wedding, right? Where you go into a spot, and you're doing it. We're getting married right here. It's happening right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the cops can be your friends, and sometimes not so much. This time, they were there to help. Protect and serve, right?
Yeah.
All right. Yep. Hug a cop. That's what I like. You're like, "Don't I know you from?" "No, sir, you do not recognize me." What's your last name, guys? I'll write it here on your certificate. Nope, don't run that name.
That's fine. We're all good.
Right.
What happened at your wedding that nobody will ever forget? 1-800-330-9999. Sometimes things happen at your wedding, good and bad, and people will never forget it. That's what your wedding will be remembered for.
I mean, I've seen arguments break out. I've seen fist fights. I've seen other people that you thought were together end up splitting up while they're in the middle of the wedding. And then all of a sudden that person is dancing with somebody else's date. I've seen some crazy stuff happen at weddings.
What happened at yours? 1-800-330-9999. Susan.
So as my husband was putting my ring on my finger, he dropped it and it rolled right under my dress.
Mm.
Did he have to go under and get it?
Under my dress. He went under my dress to get it.
Yeah. I mean, that's just like, you know, that's the garter and bouquet, just moving up the thing a little bit there, right? We're getting everybody in the mood here.
Yes, in the church. It was great.
Ah, well, you know, under God's watchful eye, right?
Exactly.
Hey, Dina, what happened at your wedding? Nobody will ever forget it.
So we actually had a series of events happen. We got married in Key West, and 2 days before, the area where we were getting married was closed off because we had Cubans wash up ashore. And then the actual day before our wedding, my mother-in-law got sent to the emergency. And the day of our wedding, she said that she couldn't wear her mother of the groom dress because she was so bloated full of fluid and was escorted down the aisle in a wheelchair.
Oh, my God.
Wow. That's quite something. Did you say that people washed ashore?
Yes. So we got married in Key West.
Yeah.
And we had some Cuban, like, refugees on the beach near where we were getting married. So the whole area was closed off.
I mean, why not come to the reception, right? We've got extra plates.
Oh my gosh. That is awful.
That's amazing.
That is one thing after another, and you're just trying to keep a smile on your face. That's a lot. I'm sorry, Dina.
It is almost 20 years later. And these are the things that people still talk about.
I mean, right. I'm not going to forget that. The Coast Guard also still has a record of it, too.
Yeah, and Dina, just for the renewals, are you going to go back to Key West? Or you're like, nah, I'm going to skip it this time.
Yeah, no, we're not doing that.
Just go to Cuba. Go directly to Cuba.
Beth, what's that thing that happened at your wedding? People never forget it.
Unfortunately, I had someone that had a heart attack and died at my wedding.
Oh my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
That is terrible. I'm so sorry. I mean, that's obviously tragic and sad, but like when you were making the invitation list where you were like, I don't know if they're going to make it or not.
Raven.
I mean, what do I have to ask? No, you figured they were perfectly healthy.
Well, I was a nurse and had a lot of doctors and EMTs and firefighters there. So if he was going to survive, he was going to do it there.
Oh, my gosh.
Was it somebody close to you? I mean, not that it's better the other way, but at least if it's like somebody's like date that you don't really know.
Please tell me that you didn't have them lifting something.
No, it was a guest's husband.
Okay.
Still.
It's still terrible.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
I mean, you win. Thanks for sharing.
That's something somebody will never forget.
Take care.
Yeah. Thanks, Beth.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.